Welcome to the Biblical Prosperity Podcast. I'm Paul Young, and today we're delving into the essence of true prosperity as outlined in the Scriptures. In the journey of faith, figures like Abraham teach us a profound lesson. Prosperity is not just about the accumulation of wealth, but about living in obedience and trust in God. This path of faithfulness is marked by actions such as tithing, a practice that not only honors God, but also acknowledges Him as the source of all our blessings. Yet the biblical concept of prosperity extends far beyond personal wealth. It encompasses a call to generosity, where we use our God-given resources to support others and advance His kingdom on earth. This form of prosperity isn't measured by the wealth we accumulate, but by the lives we touch and the legacy we leave behind in service to God and others. At its core, true prosperity is about prioritizing our spiritual growth and relationship with God, trusting in His provision and guidance. It's a reminder that when we seek God first, all other things will fall into place according to His divine plan. Devotional reading: Trusting in God's provision and the power of generosity. As we navigate the journey of prosperity and faith, let us turn our hearts to a passage that embodies the essence of our discussion today. From the teachings of Jesus, we find a profound principle that guides us toward true prosperity in God's kingdom. Matthew 6:33 tells us, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." In this simple yet powerful directive, Jesus invites us to prioritize our spiritual lives and our relationship with God above all else. He assures us that when we focus on living according to His will and seek to advance His kingdom, He will take care of our needs. This principle challenges us to examine where our treasures lie. Are we consumed by the pursuit of material wealth, or are we investing in eternal riches? True prosperity, as revealed in the Scriptures, is not found in the accumulation of wealth, but in the richness of our relationship with God and the impact we make in the lives of others through generosity. Let this be a moment of reflection. Consider how you can align your pursuit of prosperity with God's desires for your life. How can your resources, time, and talents be used to glorify God and bless those around you? As we meditate on this scripture, may we be inspired to live generously, trusting that God will provide for our needs according to His riches in glory. Let us embrace the joy of giving, knowing that it is more blessed to give than to receive, and that in doing so, we store up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Closing prayer. Heavenly Father, guide us to seek Your kingdom first in all that we do. Help us to trust in Your provision and to live with open hands and generous hearts. May our lives reflect Your love and generosity, and may we experience the true prosperity that comes from walking in obedience to Your will. Amen. As we wrap up today's episode, let's carry with us the understanding that biblical prosperity is a holistic concept, embracing spiritual, material, and relational aspects of our lives, all woven together by our faith in God. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey. Until next time, may you walk in the abundance of God's blessings, experiencing the true prosperity that comes from a life lived in alignment with His will. Today's encouragement is provided by Biblical Prosperity Ministries over at biblicalprosperity.org.